Okay, let's learn the next part of the sugya, which is it has to involve with Sanhedrin. So let's see the Gemara. Rav Shishi b'reid Ravidi Omar, Ksuvus Lamed Gimel. Rav Shishi, the son of Ravidi, says, Chayvel b'chavei roinami. When you hit your friend, cause him physical damage, nami m'moyne b'shalom, m'mukul alaki. The halach is, well, it's true that even though technically you get malchus because you hit someone, Pen Yosef, but in such a case, you pay mominus and you don't get malchus. Now, we find another case where there's m'shalom v'ein alaika. Right, we're discussing the Gemara, Leika, Mishalim, Mishalim, Ben Leika. I'll give you another example. You hit somebody. Chayvel b'chavei reinami, m'mayne Mishalim, Milki l'loki. How do we know that? Mehocha, we learned it from the Pasuk. In this last week's Pasha. The Pasuk says, V'chi yinotzu anoshim. V'nogufu isho hora, v'yotzu yilodi yilodeo. There's two people are fighting. And they're fighting, and then one person hits a pregnant woman. And the children in utero come out. Rebbe Lozer says, "The mitzvahs sheba misa kosim medaber dichsevim osan yev nesat nefesh dachas nefesh." And we're talking about a case, says Rashi. The mitzvah sheba misa shemiskaven hayel hagoy. Two people are fighting and they want to kill each other, right? The mitzvah sheba misa kosim medaber. They want to kill each other. How do I know? Because it says vim osan yev. If there's a tragedy, one gets killed, v'neshata nefesh dachas nefesh, then you kill the person. So here the person had intention to do what? To kill someone else. And then what happened was, a pregnant woman comes in between, tries to stop it, and they hit. Instead of hitting this man for the kill, he hits this pregnant woman. So halach is, you have to pay. The Gemara says, there's no usher, nobody gets killed. Then you have to pay. So you must say, what are we talking about? Either lo yasubei, if they did not give him any hasra, they did not warn him beforehand, am I mikdal? So why did he get killed if he would have killed the person? Elab shita, the asubei. Clearly we're talking about that they gave hasra. What did they give hasra for? Hasra for death. If you kill, if you hit him, you're going to kill him. Yechai misa. U'moysa ledav achama, u'moysa ledav akal. And hasra for misa is called the hasra for malchus. V'omar Rachman, and the Pasuk says, V'lo ye'asayim, anesh yanesh. In other words, the Pasuk says that if there's no tragedy, anesh yanesh, you pay. So clearly we see that in a case where you would have gotten, or you get a hasra for Malchus. Why? Because you got the hasra for Misa. And a hasra for Misa is called a hasra for Malchus. So technically, you could be chayiv Malchus. Because you got Asra for Malchus, and you hit the person, if you kill the person, you chayiv Misa. But if you don't kill the person, you chayiv Malchus, and you pay Anesh Yanesh, means you pay Dimei Vlodos. So clearly we see that in the case where you get Malchus and Mominus, the halacha is you pay Tashlumin and Mominus, and you don't get Malchus. That's a rivaling Gemara. Are you follow? Straightforward, easy Gemara. Says Tosis on the side notes, asked a question. Wait a second. I get it why you pay Mominus and you don't get Malchus, because Momin Mishalom Milki Lelaki. But Taisa asked a question, Hechi Mishalom Momin? I feel okay enough, saying, why do you pay money altogether, even if there's no tragedy? Why do you pay why do you pay Mominus for damaging these children, the embryos, for the Mevelodos? Hakivin the Miskavin Laharoik, since your intent was to kill. Why was he intent to kill? Because you got hasra for killing. So you're going to kill niskaven. Having the intention was to kill, have a roidev. So you are a roidev, umischayev in afshay, and you chayev misa. V'kim le b'derab minei. And the halach is that if you chayev misa, meaning everybody can kill you. The halach is somebody is a roidev. Everybody has a right to kill that roidev. So therefore, he's chayev misa. And if he's chayev misa, the Gemara says, there's a tour of Kimlei Midrabine. As a matter of fact, look in the Gemara in Ayin Dalad Amud Aleph by the star on the line towards the end. Da'amar Rava Roidev Shaya Roidev Acha Chavei Roy B'Shiber Esakelim. If somebody was a Roidev running after somebody, and as he's running after somebody to kill him, he breaks utensils. Bein Shal Nirdaf Uvein Shal Kaladam. Whether the utensils belong to the Nirdaf, to the one he's trying to kill, or even everybody else's kalim, potter. Why you potter? My timer, mischayv benafshayu. Because you chayv miser. What's a chayv miser? So I think Rashi says, mischayv benafshayu, biradifazu, sharei niten lahatzu benafshay. Even though technically it belongs to somebody else, it doesn't make a difference. Why? Because if I am a roideh to go and kill him, then everybody is allowed to kill me. So everybody is giving me a chiyuv misa. If I destroy something along the way, kalim, utensils, so the halach is, kam le bid ramideh. If I have two punishments in front of me, either kill him or make him pay money. What's the halacha? Kill him in Rabinei, kill him, don't make him pay money. So to over here, if I'm a roidev and I have a chiv misa on me because everybody is allowed to kill me to save that nirdaf, to save the person who is being, save the person who is being chased, so therefore, I have a chiv misa on me, hence anything I destroy, I'm potter because of Kamleib in Rabinei. So Tais asks a question. So if the person in this last week's parsha is about to hit another man, chiyinotzu anoshim, about to kill another man, and then a pregnant woman comes in between, and halacha is, you don't kill anybody, but you kill those two vladois, the mei vladois, so halacha is you have to pay to the mei vladois, right? Money you have to pay. And so it's a question, what do you mean? You're about to kill somebody, stop right there, you're roidev. Everybody's about to kill you. If I'm a roidev, and at the same time, I cause mominous Hefsed, the name of others, I should be potter. That's Isaac Asher. El Abjit, that's the name of Toyma. Heichim is Shalem Mamin. Afilu Kain Osoin. How do you pay money? Even if there's no trash, it means nobody gets killed. Hokiven, the Miskavin Laroik, Havilei Reidev, Umischaim and Avshay, Vikim Lebed Rabbi Dein. Bob Kash from Tysus. What was that? What do you mean, Stam? Yeah, it's not more, the name of Lodis is not more than Mominus. Right? So that's Akasha. So Taisa answers, Vyesh Leima, Taisa says, you're not a Chayiv. Bijechayle lahatziloi be'echad mevarov. We're talking about a case, like Gemara says in Sanhedrin, we're going to see the Gemara in a minute, the Gemara says that we're talking about a case where you don't have to kill him in order to save the Nirda from being killed. You can shoot him in the leg. So therefore, since you can shoot him in the leg, so there's no chiyuv misa on him. The way to save the nirdaf is not necessarily by killing him. So there's no chiyuv misa on the roidev. You can save the nirdaf, the one who's being chased, by shooting him in the leg. So therefore there's no chiyuv misa. There's no chiyuv misa. There's no kamei b'rabinei.
Is there a
chiyuv
to shoot him in the leg?
We're going to get to that in a second. Imar says absolutely yes. Absolutely yes. There's a chiyuv. Not if you could save him by shooting him in the leg, your only heter to kill the person is to be matzil the nirdaf. Correct. Your only heter to do anything is hatzala, to save the nirdaf. If a yochel lahatzil be'echad me'varav, and you shoot him in the head, you chayv misa. Push it. Simple like that, right? So Tais is saying, and by the way, and Tais gets it from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara Sanhedrin of Ayin Dalet. Look what the Gemara says. Sanhedrin Ayin Dalet. Look what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, if Tosfos doesn't make it up, the Gemara of Ayin Dalet, Rabbi Yonis and Tanya, Rabbi Yonis ben Shaul Omer, Roidev Shohaya, Roidev Acha Chaver Lehogoi, if somebody is about to kill somebody, V'yochel Lahatziloi, Be'echad Meivorov, and you can shoot him in the leg, V'loi Hitzil, and you don't shoot him in the leg, but rather you shoot him in the head, you don't do, you matzil him, not by shooting him in the leg, but by shooting him in the head, Ve'er Agolov, you get killed. Why? Because you have no right doing that. You only have to do anything is the chiyuv hatzala. The chiyuv hatzala, if you can shoot him in the leg, doesn't extend beyond that, and therefore you chayv misa. My time in Rabbi Yonis ben Shaul. How does Rabbi Yonis ben Shaul? How did you know that? Because the pasuk looks from our pasuk. The chinotzu anoshim v'amar Rabbi Lozer. B'mitzvah shem b'misa kosam medaber. The chsimim asin yev nasnatzu nefesh tachas nefesh. Which means our case, two people are fighting. And your intent is to kill a person. And nevertheless, the Torah says that what? That onesh yonesh, which means that if you don't kill a person, then you pay dmei v'lodesh, you pay money. So the Gemara says, why? Yeah, but Bishlem Yochel Hasavech Mevorov. If you tell me that, that if you can shoot him in the leg, lo nitel atzila benafshoi, so then you're not allowed to shoot him in the head. Hayne mishkachas lo diyonish. So therefore, we can say in our scenario, when you're about to kill the man, and you said you caused damage to the mominus, the mevlonis, why are you not a raidev? Because you didn't have to kill him. You could have should have shot him in the leg. So therefore, we find the scenario that you're trying to kill this man, and still you don't succeed in killing the man. You're not a raidev, and you can still pay for the money. Why not a raidev? Because you have no right killing the person. You have to shoot him in the leg. Eliyahu, but maybe tell me, Yochel Hatzil Bechem Meimorov, Namidit Latzil Benafshoi, if you tell me that whenever you can shoot him in the leg, you also have a right to kill him. So, Heichem Mishkachas Ladiyonesh. So then, why then are you Chayev? If he doesn't kill anybody, why are you Chayev to pay Mamadis, the name of Ladis? After all, Chayev Mises, Kamev and Ramine, because you can always shoot him in the head. So clearly we see, that Gemara proves from this Gemara that clearly we see that if you're able to not shoot him in the head, you have no right shooting him in the head. That's exactly what Tosis gives an answer.
Tosis is just repeating the Gemara.
Yeah, I saw that question. What Tosis is just repeating the Gemara? I know. That's the separate issue. The other Tosis answer talks about Hasra. Maybe that's what the key over here is. Why Tosis? Oh, I was wondering when that's going to happen.
But then doesn't say, isn't this just a teres and zias? In other words, if there was no way to stop him unless shooting him in the head, then
would Tosfos
say Enochanami?
Enochanami. No, I know, but we want to say that how could the teres say you chayv to pay money? By definition, you're a roidev. And if roidev means you can always have a right to shoot the guy in the head, so then you're always potter. So how does Mar say you chayv? So it must be that you're talking about a case with Yochel Hatzil Bech Meivarev. In such a case, he's not a roidev because you have no right killing him, and therefore you chayv moment. So Tosfos is really just quoting the Gemara in what's the name? The Gemara in Sanhedrin. It's not doing more than that. That's where Tosfos got it from. Makes a lot of sense. So the Gemara says there's no real raya from there because Dil Mishani Hocha the Misa Lezeh V'Tashlumin Lezeh. Maybe in our case, the reason why you pay, even if you could shoot him in the head, is because Misa Lezeh V'Tashlumin Lezeh. Because the halacha of Raidev is on the halacha on Raidev. The Gemara won't say because the Raidev is who can kill you, the one that's being chased. And who are you causing damage to? You're causing damage to the woman. So she cannot really kill you. So it's Misa Lezeh V'Tashlumin Lezeh. So the Gemara says, not true. Why? So the Gemara says, no, that's not true. Because there's no tour of Misa Lezeh V'Tashlumin Lezeh. Because by Reidev, everybody is allowed to kill him. That is what the Gemara says. So basically, in a nutshell, Tosfos asked a question by us, and he really asked the Gemara in Sanhedrin, he really quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that, what do you mean? Why are you chayev to pay money? After all, you are a roidev, and it's come bin raminei, there's a chiyuv to kill the person. So Tosfos gives a teretz. Now we're talking about yochel hatzil be'echem nevarov, and that applies across the board for everybody. So therefore, the habamina was, everybody's allowed to kill him. Teretz says, yeah, everybody's allowed to kill him, correct. But not if yochel hatzil, and our Gemara is talking about a case, the pasuk is talking about a case, when it's yochel hatzil be'echem nevarov. Interesting. When you were Mavis Central last week, you should realize it right away. You must have here. Say, well, tell your kids. What do you mean? You have to pay for money? That's only if you can shoot him in the leg. You know, otherwise, there's a tour of Kim Levin Ramine. That's what our Gemara, that's what Taisa says. Pashut mod, very pashut. Come along with Kivega. Number 3 on the sheet. Kivega says, L'chari we see our Gemara is not like the Levush. What's the Levush? The Levush paskins, halach lemaisa, and that's quoted in Mishnah LeMelech, and it's put down in Parshas Vayishlach, different things, that even though there's a heter of Yochel, or even though when somebody is a roidev, then you're not allowed to kill him, because Yochel lahatzel be'echem mevorov, you can shoot him in the leg, but that only applies to everybody else. But the nirdaf, the one who's being chased, he's always allowed to shoot him in the head. Like that, right? He's always allowed to shoot him. That's the shita of the Levush. So Kivei asked the question, why? That the guy who is in near death himself always has a heter to kill the person. Right? So he asked the question, so therefore, our sugya in Tosfos, why does Tosfos say that over here is Yochel Hatzel Be'echad Nevorov, and therefore it's not a Roidev? That's not true. Why? Because because the Nirdaf is always allowed to kill him. So there's always a Chiyuv Misa on this person. And since there's always a Chiyuv Misa, how then is there a Chiyuv Tashlumin? It should always be Kamalei B'Ramimei. That's Kivegi's question. Kivegi's question is really on Lamed Gimel on the base, but it's on the Tosfos as well. Same question would apply. In other words, how could Tosfos say that the reason why there's no Kimnei B'Labinei? Because we're talking about Yochel Hatzil Be'echad Me'Vorov, but according to the Levush, who says that even if Yochel Hatzil Be'echad Me'Vorov, you're always allowed to, the Nerev is always allowed to kill, so if the Nerev is always allowed to kill, there should always be Ptur of Kimnei B'Labinei. So what's that in our Gemara? What's that in Tosfos? That's from Kivegi's question. Good question? What's the shot? Well?
Question on the Levush?
Yeah. If you hold like Levush, the whole text doesn't make sense. If you don't hold like Levush, so there's no difference between the near death and everybody else. If you can shoot him in the leg, you have no right shooting him in the head. Maybe you hold like Levush that says that the whole Gemara that says the Yochel Hatzibech Mevorov, you're not allowed to kill him, is only talking about everybody else, but not the near death. So there's always a heter for the near death to shoot him in the head. So the person is always a roidev. She's always coming to laminate. She's always butter. So how can you say that if you're about to kill a person and then you hit the woman's bloodless, you pay money? What do you mean? You're always a roidev because the nirdav can always shoot him in the head, even if yochel hatzel be'echad me'varov. And in such a case, you should be potter because of kimlei bidraminei. That is the Kivegi's question. Good question. What's the shot? So the way I want to explain it is based on a famous brisker Rav and a Rambam. The Rambam brings down a number 4 in the sheets. Let's read the Rambam together. Dovi, you read the Rambam. Kola Yochel, you have it, Gimel? Right. Whoever, simple, whoever can be save somebody, be'eber me'rov, in other words, my heter to kill the roidev is by shooting him in the leg. V'loi torach bekach. I didn't bother. Ele hitzil benafshah shel roidev, v'hogoy. I shoot him in the head instead. Says the Rambam, Harei ze shoifech domim. V'chayev misa. Adds the Rambam, Aval ein bezdin mamisin oisai. You reitzeach, you chayev misa, but bezdin doesn't kill you. Rambam says that.
It's like
Rosh Hashanah
said
about the rule. Whatever with
everything.
Chayev misa,
bezdin doesn't do it.
Why not? Ask the tour, Aval ein bezdin mamisin oisai. It doesn't make sense. You see, the Mishnah Malach brings down. What's that? If you chayiv misa, the Gemara says, your whole heter to kill somebody is to save the nirdaf. Obviously, if you can shoot him in the leg, then there's another way to save him. So you're killing a person, that's not part of your heter to save a person. So you chayiv misa. So Rambam says, you chayiv misa, we don't kill you. What's the shot? That's the Kasha on the Rambam. Says the Brisker Rav the following.
So how do they know what's in his mind? Loitar says, he doesn't announce.
What do you mean? You see, you can shoot him in the leg. You're right. Self-defense had no choice. If the guy is going with a knife, running after somebody to kill him. And you're standing with a gun right there. And you say, stop. And the guy refuses to. You can shoot him in the leg. You say, shoot him in the head. But not Yochel Hatzil Be'echad Me'Vorov? I know, you ask the New York NYPD, they'll say no. You're right, they'll say nothing is Yochel Hatzil Be'echad Me'Vorov.
All I'm saying is in Chayiv Misa here, it's purely what was in the mind, you know, his perception as to whether he could have done that or not.
To me, if you're able to see. Maybe even gave him a straw. He said, don't shoot him in the head. Shoot him in the leg. No, I'll shoot him in the head.
That's a very unique case.
Okay, maybe that's the case. I don't know. Whatever the case is, how we get to the bottom of it. That's not the point. The point is...
It would be impossible to reach the standard that would be required for peasants for the visa.
You're saying Baal HaBatish. Aval ein bezen mamisin oisoi, because we can't prove that Itaka wants to kill him. So why is Ram saying, Reza Shoei Fechdomim? The Chayiv Misa.
I didn't mean to say, no, he's stopping short the last second.
Okay. Alright.
I admit
that. Alright. It's not lumbish enough. Dovi, we gotta get more lumbish than that. Says the Briskerov, Chidushei Riz HaLevi. Morgan Rizalevi. He said like this, you can't compete with that, no. He said like this, this concept, says Briskerov, this concept that somebody is Chayiv Misa, but Bezdin does not kill, there's only one other place we find it. You know where you find that? If you kill somebody who's a Trefa, you kill somebody who's a Gabra Ktila, somebody who's dying, right? Not terminally ill. Somebody who's about to die, and you kill him first. You're chayev misa. You're reitzeach. But Bezin doesn't kill you. Why? Because he's already a dead man. He's a gavra ktila. That's the only other place we find it. Says the Briskerov, perhaps that's the din roideif as well. Perhaps when it says, the Torah says, in the Torah, that habava machteres ein lo damim, when you come at night about to kill somebody, ain't like domim, you're allowed to kill him. Perhaps there's two dinim that's written over here. Number one is halacha, that if you come going after somebody in the middle of the night, habava machteres, ain't like domim, everybody's allowed to kill you. Number one, it's a din on everybody else that they're allowed to step in to save that person. Hence, there's a hefer for them to kill you. That's hefer number one. Number two is halacha. Since they have allowed to go kill you, so you're called a gavra ketila. So if somebody kills you, they're potter. Two halachas. Number one, you're allowed to go kill that person. Why? Because you're allowed to save somebody else. There's a heter for everybody else to go save that person by killing him. There's a heter retzicha on that person. Halacha number two, that since there's a heter retzicha on that person, so then already the person becomes ein loy damim. He becomes a gavra ketila. He's like a dead man on his own life. He's walking at night about to steal a house. He's like a dead man. And therefore, if somebody kills him, he's potter. And it's how the two did him. Read it, Briskerov inside. And he says, how do I know this tomorrow? The Rambam says, look at number 5. Let's read it together. V'nira loy ma'bezeh. The Rambam is gamba roidev. Din gavra ketila shaloi. Hu din yuchim igzias akasa. V'chsi b'kro gabibo machtes ein adomim. V'im kei nema b'zeh. Din mesuyim, the milvad ikar hatzala shel nirdov. Besides the fact that you can kill him, and therefore you're saving hatzala shel nirdov, you're saving the one that's about to get killed. This is din hatzala. Chalal atzmoi shel avaydev ubav machteres toiras ein leidomim. Ushnei dinim nemru b'roidev. Chad of the first halach is ikar din hatzala shel nirdov. That everybody's allowed to go kill the Raidev. The Chi of Hatzalah is a heter to kill the Raidev. V'sheinis, the Haraidev Atzmai, Teiras Ein Lai Domim Olov, Legabe Kol Adinim. V'dovze Yeshlil Mebdiv Ramam Perkes, Meuchas Gnev, Halacha Zayin, Shikosav. The Rambam says, let's read the Rambam, Zayin, 6. Haboba Machteres, Bein B'yoim Uvein Balailo. If somebody comes in at night, during the day or at night, in order to rob, right? He comes with a gun in order to rob. Ein lei domim, that means he has no value to his life. Elim ho goy balabais v'shara odom, peturin. That means if you kill him, you're potter. Why? Because he's a gavra ktila. Ein lei domim. And then the Rambam says, ureshus yesh lechol leho goy, bein b'chol bein b'shava z'chol misi l'chol l'amisoy, sh'nevar ein lei domim. Says the Biskarov, why is the Rambam dividing it into two concepts? The Rambam should say, somebody goes in the middle of the night, everybody's allowed to kill him in order to save him. The Rambam says two halachas. Number one, if you kill him, Ein leidomim, you're potter because he's a dead man. And number two, you have a hetzer to kill him. Screams out. Says the Bishgur 5a, Asher lechayne leshayne tzachbiyu, shecholka lishnayim, hadin, demagu p'turin. Number one, Allah Rama says, they kill him, the potter, vadin, the shus lehogoy. V'gam noken mitchile, hadin, demagu p'turin, v'achya kos the shus lehogoy. Opposite form. Really should say first you have a hetzer to kill, and then you should say, Ey loy domim. Ulochayre tzachiyin, aloy adara, v'ikka din shabam makhtes, who didn't lehogoy, shumatzolas in idut. וזה מס למלך, כאילו שהוא זוג, מלך חיו על הריגוסוי. ולא מוכל גרם לשניים. Right. In other words, what does Rambam say both these halachas? Says Rabbi Shmuel, so obviously they come from each other, but both dinim are taught in the Gzeir Sekasa of Ein Leidomim. Ein Leidomim says, number one, he's a gavlik tila, if you kill him, you potter. And number two, everybody is a heter, to kill this person. Right? That's clear in the Rambam. Says Bishra further. She says, Ochei Nere, lesson 7, let's read further. Ochei Nere, the Rambam Hishmienu Bezeh, the Ikra Dina Shabom Machteres, the main concept of Bom Machteres, who the Rachmon is Shavye Le'en Le'idomim, that he's considered a Gavro Ktila, a dead person. Valkein memele d'amago d'hodim ago p'turim einat luy b'zeh shershus lahogoy mishum atzilas anildof. And therefore, the halacha that if you kill him, you're potter from misa, is independent whether you have a heter to kill him or not. Because ein leidomim tells me he's a gavra k'tila. So therefore, if you kill him, you're potter no matter what. Right? Kim di pture mitzar atzmai mishum dechol olav ba'atzmai din ein leidomim. Va'af him yinu chelim lim tzariga. She'en ba'atzal es nildof. How about in a case where you kill a person and you're not saving the person that's being nirdaf? So you had no heter to kill him. But you went ahead and killed him. Aichayim nis or not?
Yeah.
Why? If ein leidomim is independent, if you tell me Ein Leidomim comes from the fact you have a heter to kill him, the Ramesha said one halacha. You have a right to kill him, and that's it. You're off the hook. The Ramesha doesn't say that. The Ramesha says two things. Number one, he goes at night or during the day by Machteris. He's at his own risk. Ein Leidomim, he's Gavro Ketila. If you kill him, you're potter. Number two, everybody has a right to go kill him, or Achiv to go kill him, to save the Nirdaf. Says Briskarov, it's Mashma from over there. That happened in a case where I have no right to kill him. But I went ahead, and I'm not saving anybody by killing him. But I went ahead and killed him. Am I chayv nisa or not?
Then he's not a roidin.
What?
Why is
he not a roidin?
Because you said that you're not saving anybody.
Let's say I don't save somebody. But he's a roidin, he's still ain't a dumb him. I'll give you the case. How about if I can shoot him in the leg?
Yeah.
Correct?
Right.
So I have a heter to kill him or not? Do I have a heter to kill him? I can save the person, not by killing him. So I have a heter to kill him or not?
No.
If I go ahead and kill him, am I chayv misa?
Yes.
No. Ain't my domin.
But the Gemara says you are.
I know. The Rambam says, you're chayv misa, but Bezim doesn't kill you, because he's a gavra ketila. Just like you kill a trefa. If you go to a trefa and you shoot him in the head, he's a gavra ketila. You're chayv misa? Yeah. Could you kill him? No. He's potter. That's exactly what the Rambam says. That's where the Rambam got it from. That's the Chiddush in Ein Leidomim.
It's specific for Abba Machteres, though, not
a Roidif.
Any
Roidif or Abba Machteres. There's two halachas.
Is there a distinction between the two, or is it really Abba Machteres?
That's where you have the halach of Roidif. Roidif is taught for Abba Machteres.
So there also, there's
how do
you split the two?
Now, how do you square this Pshat of Gemara? How do you square this? The Rambam
learned the Gemara that the Gemara, when the Gemara says that if you need to Natsila ben Ashay, Yechayv Misa, Rambam says Yechayv Misa. But the Bezer will not kill him. Because just like you kill it, if you go and a guy who's about to get killed, the guy has a sword through his neck, and you go and shoot him in the head, Yechayv Misa? Yeah. Yerotzeach? Yeah. Is Bezer going to kill you? No. Why? Because he's Gavra Ketila.
Okay, yeah.
Says the Rambam, same over here. If somebody is ein leidomim, he's bob machteris, so it tells me, the Rambam says there's two halachas. Number one, he's a gabra ktila, so he's like a treifa. And number two, you have a right to kill him. Oh, but if you have, you can shoot him in the leg, you have no right to kill him. So the second halacha falls away, the first halacha still stays. So therefore, if you can shoot him in the leg, you chayv misa, but Bezer won't kill you, because he's gabra ktila. That's bob machteris, that's ein leidomim. Back to the Rambam. Arya, go back to the Rambam number 6. Read it again. Haba b'machteres bein b'yoyim bein b'layla ein loy domim elim hogoy balabayis ashar odom p'turin. Halacha number 1, if you kill him, you're potter. You can't kill a person like that. And then the Rambam says something else. Urushu says l'chol l'hogoy bein b'chavishah v'chavishah chodon l'abisoy shnem ein l'domim. What's Rambam making to two halachas? Supposed to be one halacha. What's halacha? You have a right to kill him. V'zehu. Rambam says no. Number one, ain't no domim. Number two, you have a right to kill him. How about in a case where you have no right to kill him because you can shoot him in the leg?
Still ain't
no domim. And therefore, if you went ahead and killed him, not rightfully so, and you chayv misa, but ain't no domim. Ain't the halachim. You don't get killed.
His interpretation of Gemara is it's not that it's. You are
chayv. You chayv misa, but you don't get killed.
But you don't get killed.
That's right. Bez will not kill you, because he's gavra ktila. That's what he reads weiter. Vizik. What, what? That's what the Gemara says. And the Rambam says that, though. Doesn't the Rambam say straight out?
I hold by the Gemara.
But, excuse me, doesn't the Rambam say that if you kill
a person.
The first Rambam, look at the first Rambam that you skipped.
Yeah, just try
that.
That's not what the Gemara says.
The Gemara says
chayv
misa. Chayv misa.
But you don't kill him.
You don't kill him. Why? Because ain't like dumb him.
Okay.
But here he says, you hide me, so you don't kill him. He says, he's potter.
No. Potter. Potter from getting killed.
Okay.
Potter from getting killed. Don't say, you're not chayv misa. Pturim. He says, chayv misa. Yeah. Chayv misa maybe is the same as pturim. Okay. Let's read it on. V'zeh ikam poit v'shmein l'damim nimsa. Halfway through in 7. The v'em v'shnei dinim heim. Chad ha-din shal ein ha-domim, shu chalois din begufoi shal ha-roidev, uvob machteres, shenechshav ki gavro ktila, upokem imenu chiv reticha, vezehu ha-din dim ha-gor p'turim. That's halachim ha-gor p'turim, because he's gavro ktila. Void nichla bakro de ein ha-domim, din shal reshus, nitin ha-gor mishum matzalas ha-nidav. Vezehu shechil ken ha-ramon, mishnaim, mishum de emes shnei dinim heim. Chalois ha-din shal begufoi de rachmon ha-shav in ein ha-domim, that number one, he's considered the gavro ktila. You're not going to be chayev, meaning you're not going to kill him. V'sheni said, "Didn't eat an hog." Mishum atzalas in Yidduf. Very simple. V'alkaponim 8. Nimtenu lemedim. We learn from here. The hod aroid of pturim al rigosoi. The fact that the roid of his potter, if you kill him, ain't no tolu b'zeh. It's not dependent on reshus the hog. Mishum atzalas in Yidduf. Kim duh din mifrat mishum dechala beiteres ein ladomim. By the arrow, they say you say dinah shel Rambam. The Bukhari tochal atzib bech meborov. After zohar shel hoga, you cannot kill him. Become a kaptur of ali regosoi. Mishum disvirele the chol the biyochal atzib bech meborov. Also atzib benafshoi. Haynu rak the oz leke mitzvah. Mishum shel ring Israel. Mishum mitzvah shel zal nedav. Then you can shoot him in the leg. You have no right to kill him. You have no mitzvah to kill him because you can save him a different way by shooting him in the leg. Aval zeh hadin hasheni sheish Bukhari the dein ledomim. By the way, he brings a proof. I'll tell you why. Because I can shoot him in the leg, correct? But let's say somebody else is there who cannot shoot him in the leg. Does he have a right to kill him? So that person remains in Ein Leidomim. Because somebody else can shoot him in the head. So at the end of the day, you are a treifa. So what's halacha if I kill a treifa? You're right, I have no right killing him. But if I kill a treifa, am I chayv misa or not?
Yes.
Is Bezer going to kill me?
No.
So over here also, somebody else technically, who doesn't have the way of shooting him in the leg, is a right to kill him. So therefore, he's considered the gavra ktila. That's Rambam says, ein leidomim. Therefore, if you kill him, you're potter from getting killed. It's so pashut, I can't even see any other way to learn pshat than the Rambam. Right? Pashut, it's such a simple smara. It's not even a chiddush. It's so simple. Somebody else who cannot shoot him in the leg. So he can shoot him in the head. So clearly that person is a Gavon Ketila. Right? He's still the same Baba Machteris. He's still the same person that can be shot at any time. So if I shoot such a person, not rightfully so, Ben's going to kill me? No. That's what Rama says. It's so pashut. It's so simple. I understand it's chiddush. It's not even a chiddush. Right? You need the briskruf to come and explain it like that. Everybody's busy with this Rambam, don't understand this Rambam. The briskruf says, pashut mo, it's very simple. Nice Rambam, nice briskruf, very good. Let's go a step further. This halacha, right? This halacha that you have a right to kill him, correct? Now, even when I don't have a right to kill him, Yochel Hatzel Ve'echon Nevorov, still he's called a Gavra Ketilo, and therefore if I kill him, I'm Potter. Is that going to pater me from Kamle Bid Rabinei? Which means, the halacha is if somebody is a Roidev, and as he's going to steal, and he goes with his gun drawn, and everybody's allowed to kill him, he breaks Kalim along the way. What's halacha? Why? Because Kim Leib Raminei. The Ptur of Kim Leib Raminei, what is that coming from? Is that coming from the fact that everybody's allowed to kill him? Or is that coming from the fact that he's an Ein Loi Domein person? The Rishkov divided into two parts. Right? When a person comes to kill in the middle of the night, so two things are true. Number one, there's Ein Loi Domein on him. And number two, everybody's allowed to kill him. The Rama says that. That was the difference in the Rama. So this halacha, that when he's come lebi the rabbi minay, that he's potter when he breaks something. Why, from what is it derived, kim lebi the rabbi minay? Is it because everybody's allowed to kill him? Or is it because ain't like domin? You tell me.
It's different punishment, right? Which one of those is punishment?
Tell me which one it is and prove it to me. It's a Gemara Mufureshes. You all missed it. The Gemara says that if you about to hit a woman, hit somebody else, and then you hit the woman, so the Gemara says, what do you mean? You potter because of Kamei Raminei? The Gemara says, no, you're not a relative. Why? Because Yochel Lahatzil Be'echad Me'evarov. Right? So you're not a relative. Aye! You still ain't like Domim on him. Because the Briskerov says that even if Yochel Lahatzil Be'echad Me'evarov, there's still an Ein Loi Domein guy. So clearly we see that the Gemara says, that's how we learn the Gemara. Clearly we see that Kamlei B'Rabinei doesn't come from the Ein Loi Domein part, but it comes from the fact that everybody has a right to kill him. Pashut? Is that clear? It must be like that. That's the Gemara says that. Following me or not? Right? And it makes sense also. I'll tell you the reason why. Because Kamlei B'Rabinei doesn't mean, I'm a dead man, I can break anybody's stuff. That's not Kim Leib Rabinei. I'm going to get killed anyway. I'm an Ein Loi Domein person, so now I'm potting everything else. No. Kim Leib Rabinei is when I get punished. So what are you punishing me? Mominus or Misa? We choose Misa, not Mominus. So punishment is that everybody can go and kill me. Everybody has a right to kill me. That's a form of punishment. The fact that I'm an Ein Loi Domein person, my days are numbered, that's not a punishment. That's not going to be Kim Leib Rabinei. Right? Svar makes sense, but I also proved it from the Gemara. Because the Gemara is talking about a case where it's Yochel Lahatzel Echad Me'evarov, means you can shoot him in the leg. And such a case, the Brisk Rav says, it's still the Ein Loi Domein guy, and that's why if you go ahead and don't shoot him in the leg, shoot him in the head, you're not going to get killed because he's still the Ein Loi Domein guy. And still the Gemara says, in such a case, Yechayiv Mominus. So there's no Kamei V'Raminei. So clearly we see Kamei V'Raminei is not dependent on the Ein Loi Domein part. It's dependent on the fact that everybody has a right to kill him. Pashut. So simple, yeah.
Turns out that the standard for how dead the person has to be so that someone who kills him is, let's say, not clear. It's easier to achieve, right? In other words, as long as, in theory, someone should have killed him, that's enough. If someone kills him, they won't be chayav misa.
Ein Loi Domein.
But in order to pat them up from the mazik you're going to do,
from Kamei V'Raminei,
that you need. That someone
would have
had to have been able to kill.
Okay.
I'm saying.
Okay, you think you have your swar, why it makes sense.
I'm
right. Okay. But I'm saying, but I proved to you from the Gemara. Forget about, you understand the swar, don't understand the swar. It's a Mufarish Gemara. It's clear like that. I mean, you ask somebody, oh, you ask somebody to make the question. You tell me, oh, by the way, the halacha is a roidev. Everybody knows. A roidev is potter for money. Why? Because kamei v'labinei. What exactly is that coming from? Is it coming from because everybody's out to kill him? Or is it coming from because since everybody can kill him, so therefore ain't no dummy? Like, nobody knows, even know what you're talking about when you ask him such a question. But that's clear what this Gemara, the Rambam is mechalik between the two, the Gemara is mechalik between the two. So that's clear this Gemara. Look at number 9. According to this Bishkarov, it's clear. The Dina de Kamle Vidramine, Lai Talya, doesn't depend, but Medihu Nasa Libar Ein Lai Damim. Doesn't depend on the fact that he is a Ein Lai Damim Halacha, because he's Bob Machteves. Just why is he Kamle Vidramine? Because everybody can kill him, because Nita Latziloi, because the only way to save that person is by killing him. That if you can shoot him in the leg, then there's no ptur of kamei b'raminei. V'zeh mucha mohadim yom mechir shom. Mohadim yasin anesh yanesh. Di b'yoch latzeh echem e'vorov. Di hoge chay misa. Then other jump think sham I limit time can I have a time right if va kokh da bi khlas al dekh bevorov the whole gemara remember we said the pasuk in the chumash they talk about us saying you kill the blood ice and you chayv to pay must be talking about even though it's a right if must be talking about you can shoot him in the leg instead va alma we see the bi yochel has al echme va we can shoot him in the leg chayv a matzal misa right then is chayv misa va amra la rama fil im matzal chayv misa mi kom ka loy bed im misa so mishum hay gav ein adamim va amra de machta de rein machta de adamim let me tell you what I mean. In other words, if you shoot a guy in the leg, this you chayv misa. The reason why you're not killing him, because ein lay dam him. So you see, the fact that ein lay dam him doesn't give you ptur from kamei b'lamine, because such a case the pasuk is talking about. So that's clear that the ptur of kamei b'lamine is only because everybody is allowed to kill him, but not because ein lay dam him. Is that clear? Pretty deep? Very deep, right? But so far, it's black and white. I'm not saying any chedushim, it's right over here.
So let's say, well, again, in the case where one guy is able to shoot him in the leg, the other guy can only stop him by killing him.
That makes him still an Eloi Damim.
Okay, so now
they're going to kill him. Biskov just gives an example, because maybe there's somebody at the other end of the world that technically gets.
Speaking, if there was someone who, and from that person's perspective,
then I think everybody agrees. You don't need the Biskov to tell me that. If there's two people in front of me, and the guy can shoot him in the head, then clearly he's about to get shot in the head, then it's Kamlei B'Laminei. Right. Biskov says, even if there's nobody here, technically there's somebody in the end, at the end of the world, and therefore he's still called the Ein Lai Damim type of guy.
Correct.
That's what he says. If everybody can shoot him in the leg, right? See, still, right? He's an Ein Lai Damim guy, still Ein Lai Damim guy, because that's still Bar Machteves, that's always Ein Lai Damim guy, but nevertheless, there's no proof coming. I mean, that's only on the Chiyuv that you have the right to kill him. Even if there's nobody here physically, coming out, correct. That's clear. Kamlei B'Ramine is only if you can right now kill a person. Kill a person in the head. The Gemara says it. Otherwise, no Kamlei B'Ramine. He just said, according to Biskrov, even if there's nobody to kill him in the head, you have to kill him in the leg, you still put it for Misa. Why? You're still not killing him, because you're still an Ein Lai Damim guy. What about Kamlei B'Ramine? Clearly, Kamlei B'Ramine is not dependent on the fact that he's an Ein Lai Damim guy. Kamlei B'Ramine is because people have right now a right to kill him. And therefore, if you can shoot him in the leg, there's no Kamlei B'Ramine. That's all he says, Pashut. So now he wants to say a step further. He wants to say, this halacha of the Levush, back to Levush, that says that the Nirdaf, the one that's being chased, always has a right to kill him in the head. Right? Where does that come from? Where does that come from? So he wants to say that to say that the guy, everybody, you know, why could the guy, the nirdof, shoot the guy in the head? Right? Is it because it's a maisa hatsala? L'chaira not. Because everybody can shoot him in the leg. So why can't he shoot him in the leg? Right? So clearly from the chiyuv hatsala part, you have no heter to shoot him in the head. Right? We're talking about the Levush, who says that a Nirav has a right to shoot him in the head. New halacha, nobody learns like that. But Levush learns like that. He says, clearly that's not a chiyuv atzala part, because everybody has a right, can shoot him in the leg, so why can't you shoot him in the leg? You could argue, you can say, a guy who's being chased doesn't have to think about shooting a guy in the leg. I want to say such a smart, but okay, doesn't seem to learn like that. What? That's Balabas, exactly. Got it. So therefore, so the guy who is the Nirdaf, from a Chiyuv HaTzolah perspective, right? If you only don't learn like the Brisker Rav, there's just a Chiyuv HaTzolah perspective, so he can shoot him in the leg, right? Shoot him in the leg, so what right do you have to kill him? There's no hefty like that. However, if you learn like the Brisker Rav, that besides the fact that it's a Chiyuv to kill the person, to save him by shooting him in the head, or if you can shoot him in the leg, shoot him in the leg, besides it, there's always a concept of Ein Leidomim, which means the guy is like a dead man, he's a Gavra Ktila, so maybe that's the heter for the Nirdaf, which means a Nirdaf who's being chased, he himself, by him we look at this person as Ein Leidomim, and therefore there's a concept of Habal Lahogacha Hashkei Mahogai, which means you have a right to kill, there's nothing holding me back, because I have a right to kill everybody. If he kills, he's potter. He, since there's a concept that he can go kill and there's nothing preventing him because he's a dead person anyway, that dead person gives him a heter. The fact that he's an Ein Leidomim gives the Nirdaf a heter to go ahead and kill him. But that's not going to make Kamlei B'Ramineh. Because it's only Ein Leidomim. There's no chiyuv by saving. Kamlei B'Ramineh is a chiyuv by saving. If he had a heter to go Wild West to shoot and he has an Ein Leidomim, he's a dead person anyway, dead people anyway, that's not the patur of Kamlei B'Ramineh. And therefore, the fact that a native has a right to kill him doesn't mean there's a chiyuv. He's not saving himself by killing him, no! He's allowed to do whatever he wants because he's a dead person anyway. That's not Kamlei B'Ramineh. Kamlei B'Ramineh means you're doing a mitzvah, you're saving somebody's life, so you can go kill him. Okay, you're going to go and steal something, and by the way, people have a right to kill you. No, then Kamlei B'Ramineh, you don't get punished like that. But if it's not a punishment, people have a right to kill you. This is a concept of Avol HaGachah, which means the Gnirdov, says the Levush, has a right to go and kill, so it doesn't mean that he has a right to go and kill because he's saving himself. Because saving himself, you can shoot him in the leg. He has a right to go and kill because he's a dead man anyway. For the Nirdaf, we consider him, the two parties involved, we consider him a dead man. He's an Ein Leidomim person. That's not a heter. That's not a mitzvah to kill. That's not an einish to kill. And therefore, there is no Kamlei B'Ramineh.
Then what's the distinction between
the Nirdaf and everyone else? So that the Levush says, that a Nirdaf has a right to kill.
Which is what? It's not saving, so what is
it exactly? Ein Leidomim. That's for the Nirdaf? No, but no. Yeah, so for everybody else, if you kill it, you're not allowed to kill. You only have a right to save. Correct? If you kill, then you don't get killed. Correct. By the Nirdaf, Ein Leidomim means that, yeah. And by the way, Rashi says that. Look in Rashi in number 11. Ein Leidomim, Ein Zivetzicha, Harehu Kemesh Meikaroi. He's like a dead man. Rashi in the end of number 11, in the bottom. Which means the right to kill who? Not somebody else. You yourself, the Nirdaf, that comes from the fact that he's a dead person anyway. Rashi puts them together. See, if you want, I think that's what he's trying to say. Look at number 10. You'll read the number 10 inside. I think that's what he's trying to say. The Mad Sova Lavush. It's not a din hatzala that he can save himself. What do you mean? Shoot him in the leg. You can shoot him in the leg. Who has in the Gabi a Nirav Atmoy? In other words, the Nirav also can shoot him in the leg. So the fact that he can kill him is not because he's saving somebody, because that he can do by shooting the legs. If that's not more for him than everybody else. V'omnam, k'moy d'chol adam, ein ne'rog in the law. Mishum ein adamim, like the Brisker Rav says, that if everybody else goes kills the person, even he has no right to kill him, but he doesn't get killed because ein adamim, k'moy kin amateure, the machmas hod, the right of ein adamim, huta domay legamrei, legabe hanir lef atmoy, the rashoy lehogoy. Which means the Nirdaf's heter to kill him, habolok hashkin logoy, means that klape the nidav, we consider him a dead man. That's your heter to kill. But it's not a hatzala, it's not a chiyuv, it's not a einish that's coming. Hence, there's no kamei ben aminei. Ulfizem Yusuf hated kushim kivega. The nei that neared of matzil ha'ogai mikomukam machnus hodni v'yochal ha'ogai zein a poitin dam kamei aminei. The matter poitin dam kamei aminei zayak yisrof chiv misa machnusam kutzul ha'ogai machnusam solas neared of kamei ben aminei means oh there's a mitzvah to kill him to save this person. Oh this guy's gonna get killed by everybody else. That's kamei ben aminei. Mashen kein abda neared of matzil ha'ogai lechatchila. Kiven de ene machmas at solid today, ele machmas at the hutte dom de gamle gabe an irduf. In other words, because by him he's a dead man, and the fikach machmas at a good day, loy mivtim tam kamel ramine, that's not a tour of kamel ramine, emkivege's kasha is answered. Beautiful, makes a lot of sense. I mean, a little hard to understand, I had a trouble understanding this part. I asked my son-in-law and he told me pshat the way he understood it, and we figured it out. He basically figured out for me, because I didn't understand, he never learned suvis, but he's a, obviously a bright person, who was understands learning very well, and he told me that I think Pshat's in the sugya, a little bit more deep, but that was too much for me, but that's the way I understand it. But at least, if we started with the Kivega's question, bomb question on the sugya, that at the end of the day, he's still related because according to Lavush, we see that the Nidav can always kill. We came to the whole Brisker Rav, there's two concepts, there's allowed to kill, which is Hatzalah Sanidav, saving. And then there's Ein Laidomim, which means that even if you go ahead and kill, when you're not allowed to kill, you still potter Ein Laidomim, because he's a Gavak Tila. Then we said that a Chiddush of the Levu, then we said that clearly from the Gemara we see that Ein Laidomim, that's not why a Roide is potter, Kamle Ramine, because the Gemara says if you shoot him in the leg, even though he's still Ein Laidomim, still Yechayev to pay money, so the two Kamle Ramine is because everybody has a mitzvah to kill him, to save somebody's life, then that's an oinus that's put on him, and that's coming to dominate anything else not. So then he wants to take it a step further, that the fact that the Levush says that the Nidav himself is allowed to go and kill the person, it's not because of Hatzala, because then you can shoot him in the leg. It's because of the Ein Laidomim, that for everybody else says, if you kill him, you're not going to get killed, that extends towards the Nidav to a bigger degree. He's a dead man. Do whatever you want with him. But it's not a mitzvah. It's not a chiyuv. It's not a punishment. And therefore there's no kamei ben aminei. If Kivega's question is answered. Hafla v'fele. Understand Pshat and Taisus.